Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
This is Low Moon Uprising, and the story continues.
You're at an hour. You find a discreet place to take the rings off.
I'm trying to take it off.
Ready to take it off again? It does not come off.
It's not fun couches.
Everybody else taking the rings off?
Yes.
Okay. Roll percentile dice first. Don't roll super low.
E.
EQ.
100.
76.
51. You are all the points at once.
Everyone removes their ring except for Deer Mood.
Deer Mood is the same.
It's because of the Deer Mood roll.
Anyone doing anything particular in the 5 minutes while they are themselves?
Nope.
Retrieving my spell component pouch.
I no longer have access to liquefy info.
Are there any materials around that could be used to craft
arrows? That's not any one third level spell left.
Are there any materials around that could be used to craft arrows?
There are certainly arrow heads.
There's some arrows on right now.
In fact, you probably find
I have
like
arrows.
Thick sticks that are in like laying in rubble, things like that, because that's what they use to make their weaponry. So they're like petrified wood.
Collect some.
Okay.
I'm gonna need arrows.
Roll a d20. So you collect enough for flint to make 20 arrowheads. Shafts of wood, assuming you can get them shaped right, because they're bigger than they need to be, but they're also kind of knotty looking, not straight, basically. Enough to make 13 arrows.
Nothing for fletching, I assume.
Correct.
Do you have a short sword?
Actually, I'll give you a small chance.
Short sword?
I mean, I don't mind parting with it for a little bit.
I mean,
I'm not proficient.
So you find a plant that is basically like a cactus, and it has long, thin, needle-like hairs on it, and you realize that you could grow them to make the fletchings. You could lay them one right next to the other and use a keysip to hold it.
Sounds kind of intense.
It is. I mean, it's always a bit of work to make fleshings, but
does it look like they would survive being carried below? Mm-hmm.
The plant?
Or the aggregate would be the plant or both?
Yeah. Probably.
Just
it looks really hardy.
Okay.
You test it to see if it would work, and you try to bend it, and you literally, I mean, you can't snap it. It bends, it creases, it comes back, and there's a mark in it, but it's still, it didn't break.
Okay. I have like a burlap sack. I'll try and sell a burlap sack and put it in my bag.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. So everybody has a new identity, except for Deer Mood, who stays the same. And you head northward. You walk for about 40 minutes or so, picking your way, blah, 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 blah. Avoiding trouble,
rolling to
checking
see what
for encounters. What's that?
Rolling to see what we are.
Does the gnome come with the dagger?
Yeah, we should do that.
Did the gnome come with the dagger?
No.
Yes,
he has a staff.
He has a 4-foot, like a joe stick type staff.
That can be used as a rod.
I don't use staffs.
I rolled a 10.
Saunders. No.
Okay, so we're checking identity.
You should probably keep that.
10 plus 2 is, congratulations, you're a tunnel rat.
It came with you, so
three.
In order to be
Mercer, are a shadow worker.
Also,
I don't know.
Dude.
You also are a shadow worker.
Three.
Also a shadow worker.
Three.
Nice.
Threes are shadow lurkers now?
Yes, there's a random number each time that's added to what you roll.
Are we all shadow lurkers? What,
I don't know.
I'm a rat.
Are you Shadow Lurker?
Yeah.
I mean,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are 5 Shadow Lurkers, a deep gnome, and a rat.
That is a weird sound. I'm making a card game out of this.
I kick you all in the shadow.
Can't carry the sword. I lurk your shadow.
So you don't have hands.
My newest book,
per se.
Five shadow lurkers and their deep gnome.
Probably manage it like in your teeth or.
This deep gnome is traveling with five shadow lurkers.
Literally, four legs, a sleek body adapted for moving silently through dark underground tunnels.
I can't carry a long sword. I'm like a 7 strength gnome.
So you could strap it to him, just tie it on with a rogue person.
Yeah, I got rope use. We got
both will carry it.
Oh, girl, you probably carry it on your belt
in over a week.
Okay, so now we know what everybody is. Now we'll check for all the other guys.
Last time I drew a
wound, gave you my way thing
from four times. Okay, the standard probably is good. Okay.
Gross, I don't need it.
Okay, you round a bend and see a small courtyard, but it's very small. Like, it's just a little bit bigger than an intersection, basically. But it does have those low-lying walls, same as the other ones did. And then in the center of this one, there is a statue. Pardon me. It is a statue of a large-scale Grimlock. It's obviously a male. You've never seen a female. He's probably around 10 to 12 feet tall. And he has his hand, his arm upraised, and he has his other arm like in a kind of clenched position. His arm upraised, but his arm at the elbow has been broken off. So it's just a jagged point, basically, that sticks up, and you don't see the forearm or the hand. And he marks the center of this little courtyard. There's a 2 foot high wall, like a knee wall, basically around it.
Close to an hour.
It's been 40 minutes, roughly.
This place is huge.
Is there anywhere here that we can stop by them?
There's the sink that runs the water in the line.
Yeah, I mean, there's buildings around. You could find somewhere to slip into and stop and do it.
Okay.
However, I will point out that you are making very good time with this selection of people. Because everybody is a sleek, fast-moving creature except for the gnome and the rat.
I think I can sail like
the rat can ride and the gnome can jog.
I think I can sail like this.
You don't have any choice at the moment.
Yeah, I really don't want to get stuck in the shadow.
I think he's got a 15 charisma. Huh? I think he's got a 15 charisma.
We'll try and move.
It's higher?
Yeah.
You're more charismatic as a deep gnome.
Yeah, but my strength is less than half what it normally is.
That's a problem. I'm pretty sure a 7 strength is a negative 1 to hit.
Probably.
Alright, let's keep going, I guess.
Okay, so we're ignoring the statue? We're not ignoring it, but I mean, it's not.
Yeah, not paying attention to it.
Like, we got 5 minutes. I'll let it lower.
We don't have five minutes.
We're not stopping.
We don't want to stop here. 20 minutes, you could probably, in this group, you could probably cover like another mile.
Oh, I thought we were switching. No,
we need to go.
Keep going.
Okay.
At least for another 15 minutes.
Okay. Pressing on. Okay. About 10 minutes into pressing on, so still not quite an hour, you don't think. Stro catches up with you. She comes in from the left. And she basically comes out of an alleyway, and you see her, and she joins the group. And she says, "Ha! I've been searching for you."
It doesn't come off.
Did you wait more than an hour?
I'll attempt to say I think we waited too long.
Perhaps a little.
Do I talk?
I didn't have much of a choice, unfortunately.
Are you a
shadow lurker? No. Okay. Well, then I guess I don't say anything. I tried to.
It's really just me that can talk right now.
Good point. At least you kept one person that can talk.
Yeah.
Anyway, she says, there is a priestess amongst my people who can undo the effect of the rings. I'm not sure what she will want in return.
But you have to stare lovingly into her eyes.
To make out every single step.
Whatever it is, I'm confident if she can turn you back, you can pay it.
Right.
I'll find him and I'll point like this to see if we have to take our off yet.
More debt.
Hiding.
Right. Okay, so you find a place to duck aside. Yep, it's a little less than an hour, you think? Everyone takes the rings off.
Maybe if I stay in them, then my debtors won't know who I am.
I got zero. I wrote a zero. I'm guessing it's 10.
Yep. Roll this two.
Five.
Oh, but yeah.
I have 11.
71.
Now I can look longer. It's about done, I think. Right?
Well, you see, I owe some pretty serious people a favor.
Okay, so Adam is a Earth Warden. Burly creature, six legs, strong exoskeleton for protection.
Okay,
you are a... Twos are magma crawlers.
What about threes?
Magma.
Threes are behemoths.
Five.
That'll slow you down. Fives are...
Deep gnomes are great.
Deep gnomes.
I can talk! That's what I say. I can talk.
You'd be tempted.
I can carry my spell components.
You'd be tempted to just leave your ring on more than an hour now.
No. Well, I don't know. Am I better looking?
I give it a 50.
Yeah, definitely.
15.
I forgot to take.
Yeah, the
cleanliness is like above 18, isn't it?
Okay, I'll give it a 50% chance that I forgot.
It is 19. Cumulus 19. You have 15 charisma, 19 cumulus.
Okay, I got 18.
Also, my luscious hair flows down over my
shoulder. Oh, he's
you're good. I remember.
You're blind in daylight.
I wouldn't let you forget.
So I wouldn't suggest that.
I can wear shades.
Are you limited? Is he limited to the third spells too, though?
Yes, you can only do first and second level spells.
But I can use any of my higher level spells as lower levels, right?
That's
how it was the first session.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yes. All right.
Does that work for? How does that work for me?
Rah!
I just can't do third.
No, I think it would be the same thing. You can use your third level spell as a first or second level.
And is it a first or second that I have for the day?
But you don't get like three firsts for it.
It's right. Yeah, no, that I know. I just wasn't sure if it was because my spells like predetermined by nature and all that. I'm sure what.
I think there's a point where you have no first or second level spells left. You couldn't use your third level spell. You have to use a spell that you have in memory.
Oh.
So it's one that I still have in memory.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if I cast my last magic missile, I can't transfer a fifth into a magic missile?
Correct.
As a deep gnome?
Correct.
Gotcha.
But you'd want to use higher level ones first in that sense.
Gotcha.
You want to keep the variability.
That's painful.
Okay. All right. So everybody is retransformed. We do have a behemoth, so we're slowed down considerably again.
Who wants a behemoth?
We're headed northward. And she does say to you that the battle is raging in the western part of the city, and it was something to try to get through. It was a real challenge.
How do they live like this? How about I can actually talk?
They don't have high life expectancy, I'd expect.
I don't know. I know a lot of times some of them will leave and go and out into the world and work as mercenaries or...
There's a Misfits character.
They just live to fight. It's barely even a civilization.
It's a certain kind of civilization, that's for sure. I despise them. This is
right there with you.
One of the worst parts of the mountain.
Saying this quietly so our friends don't hear.
Well, the guards didn't want to not with you anymore. Yeah, they left.
Yep.
So you're by yourself. Okay, so we're moving on. Heading northward, slowly. Slow compared to what you were doing.
At behemoth.
At behemoth speed, yep.
I don't apologize.
I will not apologize. Dumb.
Okay. Checking for random encounters. No random encounters. Okay. So you go for about 45 minutes. So you're now in the part of the city where there is a smaller battle taking place in the far eastern corner, so you have to kind of divert to the west. There has not been a lot of magic that you've seen in that part, only in the one really big battle.
That's good.
And so you're picking your way through the streets, and it's getting close to an hour again.
I will tell her about the shadowy figure that I saw and how he flew down and blah, blah, blah. I assume he's a mage, but what are they capable of? And so, why was he staring, like, watching us from afar?
I mean, I can't say what his motives were for watching, probably supporting the guy that you were talking to. Mm-hmm. Their sorcerers are extremely powerful. They learn their spells up and coming. They have a relatively limited selection that surrounds battle, and they can then repeat those spells virtually infinite number of times.
True.
So, for example, if they know Lightning Bolt, they can cast 10 or 20 or 30 of them in a day.
Wow. It's like a Death Knight. I've seen Death Knight throw fireball after fireball.
Yeah, it hurts.
Despise Grimlocks.
Okay, so other than that, it's a normal, like, magical lightning bolt, like I could cast if I had it?
I mean, they could have chain lightning, but otherwise, yes.
Imagine being reincarnated as one of them. I don't say that, I just like that.
They are rare, like only one in 10,000.
So they must hold a high honor in their society.
Definitely.
Interesting.
Check out Amal Dan Inc. for incredible opportunities to support the ministry.
Okay.
Misfits character idea.
So anyway, we're approaching an hour and there were no encounters, so are we switching again? Switching again.
Putting my spell component pouch down.
I got 43.
It's a you roll 1.
4.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. When we're switching, you got to roll percentile.
74.
Oh, we do?
Yep, got to roll again. Don't roll
even,
super
even
low.
If it's not over an hour?
Yes, even if it's not over an hour. What she didn't explain to you is that there is a cumulative 1% chance every time you use it. It is building up by now. Brunson probably has figured that out. So there is a chance still, and if you use it 20 times, it gets to be a pretty significant chance that it will stick.
Great. So just so everybody knows that the more we use these things, this is during the 5 minutes, the more we use these things, the more likely we getting stuck in a form is.
Same it should thing. Be reduced by the time that you go before the hour. So if it's 50 minutes, and let's say you've used it 20 times, if you went at 40 minutes, you probably would have 0%. But that would mean eventually you can only do it for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever.
That's if we push it out to the full hour. If we go a little sooner, then I think the magic would be offset by that. Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. Anybody roll really low?
So 74. Yeah. 76.
I got 40.
You're fine.
I rolled
over
12.
That's pretty low.
Get 2.
95.
You're fine.
Okay. I'm a mind flare again.
I'll roll every time. Maybe. Just statistically, it won't always be me.
New number is.
I get it, then no one else
you
gets
roll the 2, you are an Earth Warden.
Got a 9. 5.
7 is it's Earth plus Warden. 2, so it's deep Beaver. Theon is Beaver.
So am I. Every time.
I'm going to be the 6.
I'm going to be the one.
So you are a LaPlay.
I'm going to die.
I rolled a 5.
I rolled a 2 on the percentile.
A 1, yes, a Beetle.
I'm an Earth
Warden. I got a 5. I'm same with Theon.
Okay, there we go.
2 behemoths.
So 2 behemoths. So we're moving at twice behemoth speed. Oh, if only it worked that way.
That gives me 4 hours to behemoth.
We're moving at 2 behemoth per hour. Twice behemoth speed is just normal walking
rate. Yeah, he slipped into a coma today and is completely unresponsive.
Okay.
2 is an Earth Warden.
No one got stuck and everybody got moving again, correct.
I got a sword.
There you go. All right.
I try to pick up my spoke monkey.
You travel for close to an hour or a little less. So at 40 minutes, then about 40 minutes, something of interest, possibly.
Just the 2 of them. Just the 4 of us.
If you get something adventurous like it, 55 minutes, that'd be bad, huh? Okay.
20 minutes.
Well, if this battle lasts for 10 minutes, probably in, over time.
Or any battle, yeah. Okay. So you round a corner to see another small clearing. There is a pedestal in it, like it might have had a statue on it at one time. And there is a low wall around the outside. But then as you get closer, you see that the low wall, inside the low wall, is filled with basically rock. As if maybe it was molten rock and it hardened. So it's filled to like about 16, 18 inches high. So there is about 4 to 8 inches above that the wall still is retaining it, basically. And then in the center is that pedestal, but there's no statue on it. Okay. Anyone interested in that in any way, shape, or form?
Nope.
All right. Moving on, finding a place to hide and shapeshift. You're probably getting close to the last time you're going to need to do this because you're almost out. You're passing the last battle. And roll percentile dice and don't roll really low.
I'll roll with you guys. 33.
Is
91
low?
100.
I got 71. Someone's
I graduate and I've never
heard of more. No, that's a...
That's one. A 01, dude. Oh,
that's a 1%.
Yes. Yeah.
So, what were you? Earth Warden?
Yeah.
Okay. Adam is stuck as an Earth Warden.
RJ, wait, I saw that roll 71. I'm like, oh, somebody else rolled low.
So that's 01. Right? And then this.
All zeros is
100. Is 100. So that's a 10. That's 100. And that's 01.
I don't want to be stuck in the
Well, then you're going to have to get it fixed. I think Tommy probably feels about the same way.
Well, this is a very important lesson about gambling.
Yep.
Don't gamble.
Gamble responsibly.
Gamble, that's the important lesson. Huh?
Dan, I rolled 100. Did anything special happen?
No. Yeah,
I never have to roll again.
No,
I just go. All I want.
Yeah. I already got 100 earlier.
Okay, 66.
You get stuck as Brunson?
I get stuck as Brunson. With a 19 coming.
Oh, you gotta take that crazy AI picture you had and then make.
All right.
Butt-proof.
In the next hour or so, at about 35 minutes.
Roll to see what we are this time?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Because we got stuck, we didn't do it. Yep, go ahead and roll.
Seven.
Six.
Four.
Plus three. So six nine. Is nine is a deep no. You still talk.
I can talk!
Me too.
Seven.
I got my smartphone.
Yeah. Oh, I also rolled a seven.
The human.
You rolled a seven or total seven?
Roll a seven.
So
that is a 10, which is a mind player.
I rolled a 17.
You rolled a 7, that is a 10, which is a mind player.
I guess I'm a mind player.
That'd probably be the best one, just like it is.
Deep gnome.
No, huh? Deep gnome would be
you're
the
a deep gnome.
Yeah.
Just pointing out that you're a deep gnome.
What about a J? Oh, yeah.
I rolled the same as Brunson.
Deep gnome.
Yeah, deep gnome.
Yep.
Oh, my God. So how many deep gnomes is that now?
Three.
Oh, just three.
And at least two mind players.
Oh. And one behemoth, just to slow things down.
We are an Earth Warden, three deep gnomes, two mind flayers, and a behemoth.
There you go. We're getting used to this now, sort of.
It's pretty good.
Okay, at about the 35-minute mark or so, mind you, just estimating these things, people are probably at this point starting to count themselves and be sure that you don't get close to an hour because you don't want to get stuck. But you enter, basically you reach the point at which you're coming to the edge of the city. There's a line, it's a jagged line, but there's a line of houses and buildings at the edge of the city. And as you exit, looking to the left, more toward the center, you can see a large opening similar to what's on the other side, which you know leads to the staircase to go down. Okay? But I need everybody to roll a d20.
There's a line. For the
bathroom. No. 19. Oblivious.
20.
18.
17.
Holy moly. 4.
17.
We got a straight going on.
17 makes my wisdom.
Why?
4.
Okay.
And only my wisdom.
So you clear the houses and you start to go. And what are the two creatures? What are you?
I'm a gnome.
You're a gnome. Okay, that's pretty good. And what is Theon?
I'm a
flayer.
Mind flayer.
Okay. So both of you, both Xavier and Theon, notice down to the right, so you're turning away from it. Okay. There is a spot where two of those creatures, the big fat-bellied, baby-faced, horned, short wings, big, they don't really look big enough to make them fly, but they're about 12, 15 feet tall, are standing guarding the wall. Now, they're guarding the wall. They're about 20 feet apart. There's a gap between them about 20 feet apart, but there's nothing there. It's just the wall. They're just standing. They seem to be just standing there, guarding the blank wall.
Stroke. Oh, they see it. Never mind.
They don't see it. Nobody. Stroke doesn't see it, or at least doesn't pay attention. Noth doesn't see it.
I'm going to bring it to their attention.
Okay. So you walk up and touch one of them on the shoulder and get them moving.
I'll actually say, hey, should we pay attention to that?
Okay. All right. I'm going to lower the sounds actually now because there's really not much going on around you. That's where you are. We're going to stop. Near this wall, there actually is it's much more moist down here.
Moist.
And you actually see some dampness on the wall and some like cave mold.
Like in the wall.
Yeah. Okay. And then on either side of the opening that forms the hallway, there are a couple of braziers burning, but they just have coals, like they're burning orange, basically.
So he points it out to the rest of us.
Yes, and so
I pointed it out.
They point it out, and then he also gets her attention specifically and points it out without saying anything. All right, so everyone is now aware that there are two of those large creatures, 12 to 15 feet high, baby faced, big bellies, short stubby legs, long dangly arms. They have a single horn on the top of their head, and they have small wings that don't look big enough to make them fly.
I have planar lore. Do they look extra planar?
Oh, sure. Yeah, probably. Like a ghoul?
Demon or devil or something?
Or something.
I did not roll, but I will.
Legend lore.
Roll a 9.
Okay. I take it, like, are we doing this in a slightly more discreet way than just we stop out in the middle of the open and point and gawk at them?
Yeah.
Okay.
With our
maybe we kind of get off the road briefly, a place that you can see them, but they're not as likely to notice you, that kind of thing. Does that sound good?
Yeah, I guess yes. Sneaky people in the party. We know.
Duck behind a building.
You were at 35 minutes, so as long as you only spend a few minutes on it, you should be fine. Right?
Okay. Yeah. Right.
Makes perfect sense to me. Especially if you don't think about it.
Play two gnomes and a dead ninja. Two deep gnomes and a dead ninja.
Wait, so you said that every time we use the ring, there's a cumulative chance that we get stuck?
Yes.
What does the hour have to do with it, though?
So if you go over an hour, it's almost guaranteed. It's a substantial chance. Okay. Mm-hmm. Also, that's what she described. Okay, so there's no instruction manual.
Right.
She said, if you keep them on for more than an hour, you're pretty likely to get stuck. She never said anything about the cumulative chance. But Brunson had now kind of hypothesized, he's not 100% sure either, but he had hypothesized that the more times you use it, there is a growing cumulative, small, but cumulative chance. And that taking it off in less than an hour offsets that chance. So basically, let's say you put the ring on, you've done it 60 times, right? If you wear it for a minute, you're pretty likely to get stuck. They have a limited lifespan, but not by way of charges or something else. Just if you don't want to be stuck permanently as a whatever creature, then you're limited on
and
how much.
It may wear off with time if you don't wear it. Like if you keep the ring but don't wear it for like a week or something, it might wear off and you go back to reset it.
Yeah, it might go back to reset it. Or it's possible to recharge it somehow or, you know, there could be resupply its energy kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can roll Legend Lore just to see if anything comes up at you.
60-something.
69. Okay, so
nothing
about the creatures per se. So the only thing that makes you, like, that rings true with, like, planar lore is that they... Something burning?
He has a boy gun.
Oh, that's okay. is that they have traits that sort of resemble deep spawn creatures. Deep spawn is a creature that is basically all horror, and those kind of creatures give rise to a many other kinds of creatures that are roughly similar. Bipedal not being as common, but you think that if a deep spawn spawned a bipedal creature, it could kind of look like that. And in your mind, yeah, the deep spawns are extremely dangerous.
So it's like a cosmic horror kind of thing.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Infamous horrors give birth to a lot of other creatures. The original creature has 6 arms, 3 tentacles, and 3 are jaw arms, ending in mouths with many teeth.
And they're all.
They also have over a 40-foot long retractable flexible eye stalks, but it only extends 3 or 4 of those at a time.
Water vibes.
Well away from harm. They do spells. They have inherent abilities to do spells, especially hold spells. And they can read people's minds. They can function underwater, in dark, etc. They can massively heal themselves. They're extremely dangerous. And they spawn off all kinds of other creatures that are somewhat unique in their origin, basically. So when they spawn, they don't make another one of them necessarily. They might make half dozen something that looks like that.
So this is not as dangerous as a deep spawn.
No, shouldn't be as dangerous, but its odds are pretty dangerous still.
What would I say to Strobe? What would deep spawn what am I looking for? Deep offspring. Spawn offspring would be doing here.
I mean, perhaps a Grimlock sorcerer summoned them somehow, or even created them. Isn't a deep spawn a created horror? I don't know.
They're scary. That's what they are.
Yeah, I just the word deep spawn. I've heard terrible stories.
Why are they guarding a blank space in the wall?
I have no idea.
Assuming there's some kind of secret passage.
Wait, maybe they were told to wait there, but they look to be pretty like stationed.
Are they real?
Look pretty real.
Why are you here? What are you doing?
Well, they're not bothering us, so I say we move on.
You're gonna go get some coffee?
They haven't seemed to notice us. There was one of those creatures in support of what Noth says. There was one of those creatures in support of, what was that guy's name? Ortex, the guy who wanted to stop us from crossing into his territory, even though he was technically encroaching on their territory.
Yeah.
He had one in support.
Yeah, sorry.
I say we just move on.
What's the likelihood they could have a deep spawn and captured?
The Grimlocks could have a deep spawn captured?
That sounds really terrifying.
Yeah, and it's possible.
Or an arrangement of some sort.
So, yeah, so you mean, and that's how they're getting these
offspring?
As
the bipedal offspring are very rare, as far as I understand.
I don't know anything about it. I don't know what offspring they produce. I only know just that Nuffin knows the stories, which say these ones are a horrible thing and you don't ever want to run into one.
Is Ortax a up and coming kind of upstart? It's been taking more and more of the city.
I don't know much about Grimlock Society. I've tried to avoid it. She looks at Noth. He says, I don't know their names, but my best understanding is that the leadership of the various parts of the city is changing constantly. Power struggle between one and another. The lines are changing all the time. And then a leader will rise up and rebel and kill his leader and take his place. I mean,
I've heard stories of
day after day, week after week, changing
creatures of a similar realm, if you will, or similar nature, massing forces on our underdarks.
I don't know who's it.
Could be some kind of power struggle that the deep spawn is manipulating for some purposes.
Sounds like a great place.
Better question is, what does it have to do with us?
I mean, nothing currently, unless it could potentially pertain to our...
She says, we theoretically might have to come back through here to get out when the time comes, but we're basically through the Grimlock territory now.
Well, then I say we go and deal with it on the way back. It's not affecting us now.
Or we ignore it then, too.
Yeah, we may not be running into it.
That would be even better. Ignore it then, too.
If something like that is amassing power down here, it might...
It's not our society. It's not our problem.
Right, until it spills over into our society.
Well, then we'll deal with that when we get to it.
If we restore Ogrim to power...
Yeah.
See, isn't that the responsibility of government, general?
Interested in giving financially to Low Moon and support the campaign? Text LMGIVE, that's LM Give, to 419-419-0095.
Deal with threats that bleed into our society.
Where did we enter the Underdark at? In the Bow Marsh?
Ogrim's.
Yeah, Ogrim's.
So who's the government in the Bow Marsh?
Ogrim. Call that my
Ogrim.
Society.
Okay,
yeah, this area. We restore him to power. And he can deal with it.
Yeah. He can take one.
Yeah. Exactly.
Or he can control it and get even more powerful.
Oh.
There's a serious one.
There's what it is.
Not something that's affecting now, but could be important later.
He could already.
No, it says Xavier is right. It is not wise to get off course.
Could be a story foreshadowed
for later.
I think
we're all on the same page. Let's just be done.
Stroh says the wisest course, and even the course that is meant to be, is seldom the course that you're on.
How long has it been now? For the ring?
40, 45 minutes.
Okay, we're getting close. We need to change.
Well,
I'll ask.
How long will
I'll
it take
ask,
us to get completely out of here?
You would be able to make, well, with the behemoth, you'd probably be able to make the stairway exit in 5 to 8 minutes.
All right, well, then I say we get to the stairway and then take the rings off.
Can I cast?
What are you?
Mind flare.
Yes, you may have trouble with verbal components. So, if the verbal component spell there is, it's probably a percentage chance of failure.
Yeah, I was thinking auguries, so.
We should probably save our auguries for.
Well, we're only a few minutes from the stairs, anyways. You might as well just wait.
To solve our.
Agreed, but if. I could ask if this is applicable. Sorry, my mouth doesn't work like a human mouth. I could ask if this is applicable to our situation, in which case we need to deal with it now. If it has something to do with the curse, if. The deep spawn, as you say, if the deep spawn is amassing power, a creature of that capability could have placed the curse.
Or one
well,
of the sorcerers.
Either way,
employed.
You can ask it in 5 minutes, right?
Yeah.
True.
I just want to get this ring off.
Yeah. I really don't want to be stuck like them too.
So be it.
Weird.
So, yeah, no, so could go to the stairs, use whatever magic you're talking about to try to figure out whether we should just go down, and if it's determined that we should come back out into the Grimlock area to deal with something, then we could do that. Mind you, I didn't come to solve the world's problems. We only promised to get you through.
I know.
And that was mostly as a favor to Ogrim.
I suggested only in that whatever lies behind them, if they're guarding the wall, whatever they're guarding could have some implication. And learning the answer to that question could be valuable. Perhaps save us from heading in the wrong direction.
Well, no time to waste. Let's carry on.
Okay. So you're going to the stairs.
We get stuck like this.
Okay. All right.
A little bit of role reversal here.
Checking real quick if
we all
they notice you on the way to the stairs. They do not. All right, so
you
hurriedly at Behemoth Face make it over to the stairs. It's about one third normal. I mean, you can, but then they feel it like a half mile away. Not very stealthy.
And when Jake jogs the ground,
the buildings start falling down around. Shake
like Jake.
Okay. So you like make it safely into the stairway, and everyone's removing their rings.
Yep.
Roll light dice, don't roll really low. You don't have to roll Jace because you're stuck.
I want to try the 14. Take it off.
97.
71. Come off.
Huh?
It will not come off. It is stuck.
71.
You and Tommy.
It's not there.
Birds of a feather. Yeah, you can feel it.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Low number?
You rolled a 14. Uh-oh.
Now 14's fine.
Oh.
We haven't changed how many times has it been?
We would be stuck in the whole campaign at behemoth speed.
Oh my
that
goodness.
Would be funny. But it would also be kind of cool to have a behemoth.
I'd also be
not so great
outside.
I'd
be trying to find out how to like duct tape his
could
sword.
Could he fit in the stairs?
Yeah.
Oh, he could fit in the stairwell.
Yeah. Master stroke
like
40
yards across.
Oh, more structural.
So it's a big stairwell.
The sword is just taped to his arm and he's master stroking. <It's more structural.
laughs> No. I tried to get a long sword that adjusts to my size.
You would be permanently never able to master stroke because you'd never be able to get in base-to-base contact with anybody. You'd go toward them and they'd just step back.
For a ring of speed or something.
Yeah, that's what you need.
Haste.
Yeah.
Haste doesn't affect your movements.
Oh. It does not.
Okay. Anyway, so you're in the stairway. Now, what, if anything, are you doing?
Fly. How long has it been?
You casting your augury?
How long did it take us to get through here?
Yes.
Like, total to get across the city?
Yeah.
7 hours.
So it's
so strange.
So everyone's tired.
I'm casting an augury to determine whether or not
that would actually probably
the
work.
Creatures that we saw previously, I don't want to say have any connection to, whether or not dealing with them. The problem is we don't even know what they're doing. We don't actually know if they're guarding the wall or not.
How many auguries do you have?
I have one and a Kirby.
And
you could ask if those creatures are they guarding something that has to
yeah,
do
what
with
did become the
Orgrim's condition.
If you are
back on yet.
If you are an alternate form, you could use a higher level spell to get a second another armory.
You're hiding in the stairway
no.
as yourselves,
oh,
except for Siri and Adam. Dark.
We can farm them. Nice.
Okay, ask this.
If you're the right
will encountering those things, whatever they're called. Help us to cure Orgrim.
Feels a bit vague.
You're going to have to do overcome.
What do you mean? How is that less vague than does it have anything to do with Orgrim?
It's getting closer, but you still like encountering them. Even if they're protecting something, encountering them would not necessarily help you because
does,
you could sneak around them or something.
Does going out of our way to accost them?
I like overcoming better.
Should we take the stairs, or should we somehow go through those two creatures?
Is what they're guarding beneficial to
the quest?
To our plot.
Does or will overcoming those creatures aid us in our current objective of curing Orgrim? And returning to Azura.
I think, is that the question?
Yes.
You put an and in there, that's not good.
That's not a wish. Yes.
The answer is yes. We shouldn't have even asked.
Oh no,
okay.
How did you do that?
Use the prayer bead and say,
Kendra,
are you
the
sure?
Fire?
You're getting no, no. You're getting no reply.
And
no.
No reply.
I think the worst in that situation is no reply.
Either or.
You want to pray real quick so everyone wants to meet?
Yeah.
I literally walked over to get some of the soup and didn't realize the lasagna was in.
That's because the lasagna still has like a couple minutes to cool.
So it has a couple minutes to cool? Is that
it? Yeah, it's got about 3 minutes. Seems pretty cool if you ask me.
It's cooler than
you pray now, and then people can eat it at their own risk whenever they're
covered
ready.
In that much cheese must be pretty cool.
Shall we do that?
It's part of the cooking process.
Yeah, it's,
yeah.
It's supposed to help it. They got to cool a certain amount for it to stick
in. All right. Father in heaven, we praise you for this opportunity to be together or do something that's just fun. We do take it as a relief to stress and a building of relationships and. We just receive it as a blessing from you. I ask you to bless this food, to nourish our bodies,
make us strong, because the world sometimes can be a tough place to live. And we are grateful to kind of plow through it in your name and to persevere. We pray your kingdom come, your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen.
I cannot go on. Is it recording?
Okay, it's recording. Unpause. Here we go. You are in the stairway. The augury has determined that fighting those deep spawn offspring could benefit your mission. What do you do?
Continue down.
Nap?
I mean, the way it was asked sounded very definitive. It will benefit. Now, we asked, the thing they were guarding would benefit, right? Or was
overcoming them will benefit us.
So their physical existence has something to do with Ogrim not being here.
Or something that they're guarding could aid us in our quest.
Maybe Ogrim is deriving his source of power from this deep swamp thing.
What?
Well, then having them around would make him more powerful.
I mean, overcoming them would make us strong in the process.
Is that really true?
Too much.
I think if they beat the crap out of us and then we have to keep going, then we're kind of going to be weaker.
Stro says, if you're contemplating going after them, a couple of things to be aware of. One, you want to do it in some kind of a discreet fashion because it's right on the edge of the city and you don't want to summon 100 Grimlocks or other deep spawn offspring to...
Is this the point where Stro would be leading us?
No, she's good for one more level.
Oh.
She said
so it's got to be three whatever levels. They're guarding. It's got to be the key.
That would be my assumption.
So we need to find out what they're guarding.
Do you have a withdrawal in memory?
Nope.
My new guy.
I do.
How about I even keep your...
I have never gotten a withdrawal. And I rotate every single day.
I
Harry says he has one.
I have a withdrawal. Okay. So, I'm thinking if we are discreet enough... I am confident that I could take one down out of a sneak attack.
You sure? Do you know where their anatomy is located?
With a moment to look, I'm sure that I could hit it where it would hurt enough.
You ever stabbed an overgrown baby before?
You.
That's what they look like.
He's like, yeah, that's how I made third level.
Well,
the goblins is overgrown baby.
That's fair.
Does anyone know how? Know if they're maybe their brains are in what appears to be their head for sure?
I don't know.
They're
spawn. We know.
They're spawn of a cosmic horror entity. So who knows?
Man, I don't have a brain.
I'm hoping
the cosmic
here.
Horror doesn't have a body per se. I mean, it has a structure, but it's just basically like a amorphous blob.
Okay. Yeah, it's like a gelatinous blob.
In your knowledge, how hard do you think those would be to kill?
Oh, they're gonna be a challenge for sure.
We got the
humans. Even just two of them?
No, we don't. We're all humans.
I was saying if there was just one,
and everyone turned back except for you and.
Nah, I'd win.
Adam.
And to do it discreetly. So we don't alert the thousands of Grimlocks that are in the city?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Stro. I'm not very discreet.
Discretion is what's kept me alive for the last.
You think one good fireball can take one out?
That is not discreet. That is the exact opposite of discreet.
There's magic going off all over this
place. I will do this.
I like when him and Into.
Me and Azuri will get within range.
Together against that.
I have two withdrawals in memory. I will cast a withdrawal, and I will kill one. And then Zuri will cast a withdrawal, and I will join it, and I will kill the other one. If they can die, I will kill them.
I have great confidence in your abilities, but this may be more than you think.
Well, if you fail to kill them, I could be close by.
I have backup options. And the rest of the party could be nearby.
I have a special version of Cepheus Snake Syndrome that if I target something, it targets all like beings in its area of effect.
Save that for the Grimlocks.
Can you put them to sleep? Great. It would be great against the Grimlocks, but...
Can you put them to sleep?
I doubt they sleep.
No. I doubt it. They're probably too powerful.
But...
Are they also too powerful?
I have an Earth Elemental. And a producing lane.
Well, Earth Elemental.
The point is, we're trying to take them down quietly. I think that if you want to try that... It's not a bad idea. Especially
the only problem is if it doesn't work, then obviously they'll be alerted.
Yeah. That's why I
it may be a good go-to that if you come out of your withdrawal and they're still alive, I might try it. So.
You hit the one that he hit.
Well, and if he comes out of withdrawal and one of them's still alive, I can try to take it out.
Also, he'll be in withdrawal,
too. We're trying not to get into open combat. That's the whole point.
Yes.
We're trying to take them out. With expenditure of resources...
I am aware of that, but you also have to be aware that you may fail on killing one of them. And if you fail on killing one of them, then...
And he fails, we're going into open combat. And we're just going to... Everybody's going to be there, and we're going to kill them.
Mm-hmm.
That's plan three.
Well, none of us have ever fought one of these things before, right? So we don't actually know if we can even beat them in open combat.
Can you open doors when you're in withdrawal?
Yes.
So you could try to find the secret door if there's one there.
I could.
That would be a good place to start, probably.
I do have two detect magics, remember? Potentially three, really. And I'm a gnome. Gnomes are good at detect
magic. Just because it could come up and you've probably either encountered it before or thought about it, you can open doors, but you cannot remove traps. Removing traps will drop you out of withdrawal.
Does it drop you out after you're done removing the trap, or
no? It's as you do it. So you stop, and then you
so
come out of withdrawal, and it goes off.
In a withdrawal, within a withdrawal, it would drop you out of both.
No, it would drop you. It would drop you out of the first one, but then you would go to try to complete it. If you did, if you chose to, then it would drop you out of the second one.
Okay, got it.
Because you wouldn't complete it in the first
place. Nice try gaming the system, buddy.
Well, I just wondered. There is one extremely niche use case for compounding withdrawals. Other than that,
I
it's
don't
completely
think it's niche.
The niche case is if someone else has a withdrawal.
Yeah,
and
I know.
Can pummel you.
I don't think it's niche.
What I meant.
Yeah. Well, you could also use it if there are two people you want to sneak attack.
Okay.
So,
well, no, because... As I go to sneak attack them, I drop out of withdrawal. Oh, I haven't sneak attacked them yet. I go to sneak attack them, I drop out of the second withdrawal. It's the same thing.
Can't move
the
traps.
You can only sneak attack one person out of withdrawal.
You can't actually sneak attack in withdrawal. You end it right before you hit them. That's the idea.
Yeah. That's why they still get their full dex bonus and
end it right before you hit them twice.
Because the second withdrawal is not going to be until after the first one. Are you saying how can it work?
How can it not work? Don't know how the trigger would of ending it would come to be twice off the same action.
Because it's not the completion of the action, it's the beginning of the action. Withdrawal ends when you target an opponent.
Right.
So he moves to attack, the withdrawal ends. He hasn't attacked yet.
Yeah.
Then he continues the attack, the withdrawal ends.
Okay.
He still hasn't attacked. That's the problem. You know, it's not when. So if you cast a fireball at somebody, the withdrawal ends when you begin to cast the fireball and target them, not when it actually lands. Which means you'd come out and have to cast for 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Same thing. A whole person, all of it. It's that targeting that it actually ends the withdrawal.
It's the same true for area of effect spells.
Yes, you can use yourself to target the area.
Got it.
But not defensive spells or slinging spells, only offensive spells.
Okay, so this is my plan. I would like to remain me. I can be invisible. I don't know how much that's going to matter.
I think pretty much everyone is going to be stronger if they
can. I have an invisibility potion, so
yeah.
I can also be invisible.
Everyone would be stronger if they would be themselves, yeah.
You might be stronger, so you are now, honestly.
I don't know what
you have most of your capabilities minus the strength, and you can summon an Earth Elemental.
Yeah,
that's not true.
Weapons.
I have none of my items.
Oh, you don't have any of your items. Yeah,
yeah, that's a big loss.
Do you not understand how many random miscellaneous items I have that are just can game end certain things?
Now stuck inside the Deep Gnome.
Yes.
It's
now,
but you can summon an Elemental.
Deep Gnome treasure box.
Hey, at least if you can fireball, you won't lose anything.
I rope and tangle it. I have three bees of force.
Hey, wait a minute. Go be our distraction so I can drop a fireball on
you. Okay, what are we doing?
Okay, guys, so
maybe 10 minutes.
So why don't you give it...
Theon is going to...
I don't
to
know other capabilities. They might be able to see through this.
No, maybe. But other things around...
I just have to get close enough to get off a withdrawal, which I can do in 6 seconds.
I can do it immediately.
Right. My plan is I withdraw from just far enough that I can get up to them and sneak attack one of them, hopefully killing it.
And then
I come out, you withdraw, I join it at instant speed and sneak attack the second one. And hopefully kill them.
Well,
both.
If you're sneak attacking it from behind, how am I going to see when you're out of the draw and moving?
It'll die.
Well, what happens if it doesn't die?
What if it doesn't die?
I mean, you'll see a reaction and then...
I guess. It will react. Hopefully it'll react. Yeah, I mean, I'm with you there. All right. If it doesn't react, I'll just...
If it turns and starts swinging at something, cast withdrawal. All
right.
I'll drink an invisibility potion.
Okay.
Just think we're maybe not accounting for all variables here, but I'm on board.
Oh, we're definitely
the
not
the variable
accounting.
That it's too powerful for us to kill it, or that I'm not going to kill it with my attack.
Both are
options. Well, it's his fault. Let's
You're
go.
Taking a calculated gamble. I am taking a calculated gamble.
It'd be a shame to kill them and find out there's nothing there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Overcoming
aren't
them
they, like,
will aid us. Period. Whether there's something there or not.
Well, according to your TV.
Here we go.
Not to be contrary or anything. I'm just saying, like,
it could be interpreted. Killing them now will help us get out later.
If another deity casts a misdirection spell on an area, and then another deity observes it,
we are wasting time.
Who will be deceived?
Aaron, this is when you're at the point where you're arguing for argument's sake.
If there's no deity in the woods, does a tree make a sound?
If a deity falls in the woods and no one's around to cast augury,
I don't think it's that deep. I don't think this is that deep. Let's just go for it, and what happens after? It's chaos.
Yep.
What do we do?
I drink my invisibility potion.
He's invisible. We got that.
Me and Azuri need to get within range
of
withdrawal.
Okay. Less than 20 yards.
How far are they?
Moving that direction.
How far are they?
80 to 100 yards. Okay, so you're going that way.
Yeah.
You go back to the city and then go along the, and then come out over there. So when you come out, if you come out at the nearest point of the city, you'd only be about 20 yards away.
Okay.
I move to get in close range.
She's going to go directly being counting on the invisibility, or are you going to go with them via the city to be sure?
Well, I'm going to try to stay out of sight.
Okay. So the three of you move through the city within 20 yards. Is anyone else going?
How far away are we at?
100 yards.
Preferably,
the stairway entrance.
You would be close enough that you could intervene if something went terribly wrong, but far enough away that you're not at risk of being noticed.
What range is that again?
I don't
know, around the corner.
So close as what?
That we can be without being in sight.
Okay, 25, 30 yards if you go back into the city. So if you go out from where you are into the city and then come down the streets, you could be just around a building from that, maybe 25 to 30 yards away.
How far can I send it?
You have no idea. Yeah. You know that he'll respond to your commands because you've seen that done, but you don't know how far he'll go. All
right.
The back is a chance to be seen by
when he casts ceremony.
Sure. And random encounters and things like that. But you're going to be right up the edge. Like you're not going to be more than a building or two.
My
point is.
Infinity. Oh, that's right. It's not fifth level.
My point is.
That was really good timing.
Sephius thinks
so, right? It's not fifth.
Yes, I believe it is. I thought that was one of the ones that we thought. That was weird.
Third level originally, I think, right?
I don't remember.
I'll give Theon nature's blessing as we start to get really close.
Let's go with
plus one to hit, and plus one to damage.
And a D temporary hit.
And a D temporary hit.
That's third.
Welcome. You know who I got that from?
Joe.
So show me that from? No, it wasn't Joe. Yeah, actually, it wasn't Joe.
It's not third.
Joe Sester.
Or it's not.
Not a player.
Oh, yeah.
Got to be a nerd.
Prepared to show
himself. That's cool.
Oh, actually, I'm sorry. This is second level, so you get plus two to hit, plus two damage.
I need more than this.
Death. Second level, Nature's Blessing.
No, because mine says, that's what mine says. Is. Create temporary hit points, plus one the hit and save, and 30 foot range.
Is that second level?
Yes.
And what's the difference between first and
range, half oh. inch.
And it points to the range.
First level is non-range touch, and it's
about this far.
Oh, so I can cast it at range, and it's
might as well be touch.
One more temporary hit points. So it looks like this is D2 temporary.
No, yeah, that's not great.
Five, yeah. On second level.
I was trying. I was doing okay, like D2 right, or what it was.
Does this count as indoor or outdoor?
At all, okay. First level. I don't know. Second level.
So it's 5 yards.
First level one, two. I got it. As next
5 yards.
Generally counts.
That is not.
Everything.
It's outside arm's reach about three times. Okay, moving into position. Anyone else? Last chance.
Well, I don't know if the, this version of the spell, the normal spell is cast it on your spell book.
That was scroll book.
It just goes off. It's a triggered thing.
Right. She got like four.
This other version is more offensive. I didn't know if it would have the same range or what.
She was pretty excited.
This one, I target an enemy, and it triggers all other like enemies.
Yeah, I think it still has the short range because the benefit is in the fact that you could get 10 or 20 people, which could be further away, right? But you need one enemy close to target it, and then you can get the benefit of on everybody else. It's a pretty big boost to be able to do 100 enemies, for example.
It's also a fifth-level spell, I know.
Yeah, so, but there aren't very good little spells that take out even 20 enemies.
Does less stack with Nature's Blessing?
Yes.
Okay, I'm also casting Bless on myself.
Okay. Bless actually stacks with itself up to 5 times.
Oh,
so you can get up to plus 5.
I didn't know that.
That is insane.
Bless!
Yeah, and it has a pretty limited duration, and you have to pass the extra blessing.
It's like spamming a dialogue.
You run through the first four rounds of blessing to get to the fifth.
Let's get going, let's get going.
It's like one round for all those. It's not very long.
Is it an area of
effect? Pick a U-turn.
It is.
The next exit. Pick a U-turn.
That's amazing.
Blessing every turn while they're fighting?
Yes. I want to be a cleric now.
Why? So you can memorize 5 bless spells at first level?
I mean, you memorize more like 6 or 8 when they became available.
You don't get that many first levels.
It's as a duration, set duration of 6 rounds.
You don't get that many. As
it sounds like a terrible character count.
So the most you can ever get 5 because you'd cast the 6th one in the 6th round.
Once per day.
It would end.
Yeah. Exactly.
Awesome. They've got 15 players.
And that is all still my character does.
Well, I get 6 level spells too.
So you just go, okay,
all right.
I'm good for one encounter. And then
so just to be clear.
Guys.
Well, I use only as many as
Azuri and Theon and Xavier are all...
Perhaps you'd like to write for Low Moon Adventures. The Prince Albert series on Kindle is a short story series where you can write your own based on our prompts and donate them or donate half their profit to the ministry.
Right up there, going to be ready to go. You're one block back to be completely out of view. Brunson is where?
13-level cleric.
Where's the rest of the group going to be at?
So those two are actually going out from the... So they'll be at 20, inside 20 yards to be able to withdraw. He's one block back out of view, so it puts him at 25, 30 yards.
Okay, and the rest of everybody staying back like 100 yards?
Stro and Noth are staying in the stairwell. Jermud is where?
Where do you want me to be?
I'll be one block back.
Okay, so he's also one block back. Where's Adam?
To me, as long as you're within
Where's
range.
Adam?
Within the range
you
of what?
You understand what's going on?
Whatever that spell you were talking about.
Oh, so 5 yards?
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
I'm going to stay in 5 yards away.
Adam is with Jake, but mind you, he's a lurker.
It's half an inch.
What are you?
No, he's a...
Let's go.
That's right.
That's right.
Yep.
Jason, you should probably write down what you are.
Yeah, because you are that until you get yourself fixed.
Yep. Yeah, I don't have...
Which there's definitely brewing because Deerwood is not going to want to stay that forever. Shadow Lurker, that's what you are.
Yeah, you're a Shadow Lurker.
I thought he was an Earthborn.
Oh, no, that's right, he's an Earthborn. Yes. I'm sorry. A burly creature with 6 legs and a strong exoskeleton.
might be able to do something in combat.
Oh yeah, it's tough. It's tough. He can fight.
We only have time.
He just can't progress himself.
That's all right. It's pretty permanent condition. So.
Hello.
I was gonna say using the pen's all right. It's kind of a permanent condition. So.
Until it's not. Okay.
Road death every.
So what is the actual tactic?
Okay, so Theon is getting within withdrawal range.
Got it.
As is Azuri.
Got it.
Theon is going to cast the withdrawal, preferably without being noticed.
Okay.
I can do it in a second.
Who's watching this?
Okay, so if you step out from the buildings, not invisible in any way.
I have the cloak.
Okay, so you're going to use your cloak and be mostly invisible. I mean, that's probably reasonable. They can hear, but they probably won't see you. Okay. And then you're going to cast withdrawal.
Yes. I'm also going to put on the girdle of giant strength.
Someone
would
love that. Jake gave me
the damage one.
Yeah.
The feminine girdle of giant strength.
It's under the cloak.
It's a feminine praying girdle.
Kirtle of giant strength.
Okay.
Well, I guess I'm back with the stairwell.
You're staying in the stairwell?
I guess.
Okay.
I am as close as I can. Where everybody
else
there.
Is, right?
No. Jake is
besides the attackers, everybody else is back in the stairwell.
Only that, which means the only people in the stairwell are Noth and Stroh. That's what I'm saying.
So he's going up.
He's a block
he's
back.
Up.
He's a block back.
I'm hanging out with
him. Aramud's going up.
He's a block back. So all three of these are a block back. These two are actually engaging, and he's ready to engage.
Okay, I guess I'll be a block back then.
Are these considered large creatures?
Yes, oh yes.
They're 12 to 15 feet
so
tall.
So dagger would do d3.
Correct.
See, I already
do. Rod would do d8. What is rod against large?
I have d6, d6.
Okay.
I'm giving you the dagger that I did at German.
Why?
Plus 3 damage.
I have plus 4 dagger.
Okay. Well, I can tell you that we are not going to finish this, but I will give you the initial results if we are over time. Okay. So you step out somewhat invisibly.
Yep.
You cast withdrawal. I'm gonna enter withdrawal. Here, I'll make a little withdrawal.
Oh no! I just thought of something great.
Yeah.
Deep spawn one enters withdrawal. Deep spawn. Yeah.
And so you cast withdrawal, and
somebody's gonna
the spell goes off. Everybody else
or anyone with
sees
ramp, really.
Him basically disappear and reappear wherever. So nothing actual transpires as far as all of you are concerned. However, you hear deep spawn offspring enters withdrawal.
Great.
Okay. However, only one.
Okay.
Wow. Oh boy.
And then and there's like a haze of light around him and around you for a second, and he dials in on you, even though you have your cloak on, and he's looking directly at you.
Oh boy!
Okay.
Yeah, they,
I cast it again.
Roll initiative.
He can see.
They probably detect.
You're at about 15 yards away. So, all right. Okay, so, unfortunately, we will have to pick up the battle part of this after.
A lot of
this.
It's gonna be scary.
Heavy in the psionics department.
This is yours.
It reminds me of the, that's such a niche reference. Nobody's going to get it.
Okay, so unfortunately, we'll come back in a couple of weeks to find out whether Theon fares well enough against a deep spawn horror offspring in withdrawal all alone. Oh, speaking of which, you would have, when he cast withdrawal, so you would have the option of going into the withdrawal, even though.
That's not the plan.
I understand.
And you're in a chaotic party being a druid.
But, however, what he casts withdrawal, when the deep spawn enters withdrawal, you would hear that.
Oh.
So you would know that while that was not the plan, he also was not planning on having a deep spawn.
Well, if I
could
hear it, then I would.
He's probably not planning on having a
deep
spawn withdrawal with him.
So. I'll let you make that decision between now and next time, so you don't have to. You're not committing to it at the moment.
I mean, it's good to know that you do it now.
All I was gonna say was there's this mic'd up clip of Cam Newton on the Panthers, and he's.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.